Amen.
There's a second scripture reading I'd like to read. It's from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this, we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and obey God's commandments, for the love of God is this, that we obey God's commandments. And God's commandments are not burdensome. Happy Mother's Day. Mothers, as I recently came across some writings of Liz Theo Harris, who spoke here not this Palm Sunday, but Palm Sunday 2020. She's part of the Poor People's Campaign and other movements, and is part of Union Theological Seminary. Liz Theo Harris, she wrote, Mother's Day is too often a mournful day. And we especially hold up the many struggles of caregivers in a world that denies basic human necessities. And where children can be taken away because of poverty, water shutoffs, homelessness, and unjust immigration policies. Today, we celebrate Mother's Day in all its beauty, struggle, and complexity. This can be a time of sharing wonderful moments, especially if you have your mother with you, but it can also be a difficult time for those who may have wanted children but never did, or for those who have lost their mother, or if a person has a fraught relationship. Carl Jung details the various archetypal mothers that range from the good mother to the terrible mother. And terrible doesn't necessarily mean bad, but also fierce and resilient. We see manifestations of these mothers in world religions and other cultures. The ancient Greeks worshipped Gaia, Mother Earth. Hindus exalt Kali, a fierce mother figure who wore a garland of human skulls around her neck. She is mother of the universe and destroyer of evil forces. And Christians often esteem Mary, mother of God, as virtuous and courageous. Upon learning she was pregnant with the second person of the Trinity, the promised one, the Christ, she sang, the high and mighty are brought down, and the humble and those of a low estate are lifted up. May the Spirit of God, his mother, move in each of us today. You might have seen the engraving on the front of the bulletin at the beginning of service. There's a story about an Anabaptist martyr and mother, Macon Waynes, an Anabaptist martyr, was burned at the stake at Antwerp, Belgium, in October 1573. Five letters by Macon are collected in the Martyr's Mirror. Two of these letters are addressed to her husband, Matthias Wens, two to her son, Adrian, and one to Jan de Metzer, a deacon of the congregation. These letters are among the most moving parts of the martyr literature, both in the firmness and the plainness of Macon's faith and in the care she shows for her children in such tumultuous times. To the deacon, she wrote, the Lord be forever praised for the great grace he has shown me, who have feared so much. My dear brother in the Lord, always watch, for the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And to her husband, she wrote, "Oh, my very dear and beloved husband, pray to the Lord heartily in my behalf to remove the conflict from me, for it is in his power, if it is in his pleasure." To her son, Adrian, only 15 years old, she wrote, "Write me a letter as to what your heart says, whether you desire to fear the Lord. This I should like to know. But you must write it better than the last two letters were written. The one which Macon Wills brought, however, was good." In the second letter to her son, a farewell letter of October 5th, she writes, "Adieu once more, my dear son Adrian. Ever be kind, I pray you, to your afflicted father all the days of your life, and do not grieve him. I've written this since I was sentenced to die for the testimony of Jesus Christ." Macon had been arrested in April 1573. She was imprisoned in the Steen Castle of Antwerp, where her husband and her children sometimes visited her, and where they also wrote some letters. One of these letters, written by her husband, has been preserved and is now found in the Amsterdam Mennonite Archives. This rare piece is the more precious because on the back of the paper is written Macon's farewell letter of October 5th to her children, the only existing autograph letter of a martyr. Macon was executed on the morning of October 6th with a tongue screw to prevent her from addressing the crowd, as martyrs often did. Her son Adrian, the one who she compelled to write to her a letter of his faith conviction, watched the execution. But when his mother was tied up to the stake, he fainted. When he regained consciousness, he looked for the tongue screw in the ashes where his mother had been burned and took it as a memento of his mother. Historian Heather Cox Richardson writes, "The internet will tell you that Mother's Day began in 1908 when Anna Jarvis decided to honor her mother, as we heard earlier. But Mother's Day, with the apostrophe not in the singular but in the plural, actually started in the 1870s, when the sheer enormity of the death caused by the Civil War and the Franco-Prussian War convinced American women that women must take control of politics from the men who had permitted such carnage. Mother's Day was not designed to encourage people to simply be nice to their mothers. It was part of women's effort to gain power to change modern society." This is the boldness and ferocity of which we find in the Mother God. May God give strength to all the mothers. And to all of us who need strength, may we find God to also be our mother. Throughout the scriptures, we find that God identifies as female. She calls herself El Shaddai, which is often incorrectly translated as God Almighty, but is actually literally translated as the God with breasts. El Shaddai, this mighty God, is a fertility God, a God that nourishes land and livestock and all of humanity. God spoke through the prophet Isaiah. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I who took them up in my arms. But they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. And again, God speaks through the prophet Hosea. Like a bear robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and tear them asunder. Moses writes, like the eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, God spreads wings to catch you and carries you on pinions. And God says to the Hebrew people, you were unmindful of the rock that bore you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. Throughout the scriptures, God is seen as a comforting mother, a nursing mother, sometimes a fierce mother. And even Jesus says that he feels like a mother hen who desires to gather her chicks under her wings. May you mothers be blessed today. We thank you for your dedication and faithfulness. And our mother who art in heaven, hallowed be her name. May her will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.